Hello, I'm Jeremy. Tell the band to go home. I'm Jeremy Robson.
Jeff Robson, you can tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson, you can tell the band to go home. You are a wonderful DJ man. You play very good songs on your show. You were doing a show about Van Sant Towns, yeah, and you played a song by me. Nice guy, yes, I'm very grateful, 'cause you're a very nice guy, and you are good friends with good Stu Reed. Stu Reed is my personal friend. Jeff Robson, when you play my song, I call myself a passionate and objective Joker fan. Jeff Robson, but I change my name all the time. In this album, my name is Paparazzi in the Photogs. And I figured I'd do a song about you now, instead of waiting till I do another album as a passionate and objective Joker fan. 'Cause I don't have any plans to do another one of those albums for a while. And I didn't want you to have to wait to have a song about you. Oh, Jeff Robson. All the time, I don't Google my real name. I Google the fake name that I use for putting out albums. Yeah. And when I Google my name, I found that you played the song that I wrote about Towns Van Zandt. Yeah. And I downloaded the podcast and I listened to the show and I said, I've made it. I was played on Tell the Band to Go Home. Tell the band to go home. Go home. Tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson. Tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson. Tell the band to go home. Tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson. Tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson. Tell the band to go home.
Go home, band. Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show.
Jeremy.
Pardon me? Who said that? Did you hear something?
No one.
I'm hearing whispers inside my head. What did that whisper say? Somebody whispering?
Hello.
Hi. Wow, somebody's moving the mic. I thought only Gail was here.
No, she's not.
Oh.
It's just me, Dad.
Oh, hey, Jer, how are you? What's new?
Really, please, really?
Yeah, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Welcome back. It's good to have you. You know, festive holiday season time for getting together, celebrating family and friends, and spending quality time together here at this place that smells like old Subway.
Yeah, it does. It's called Tell the Band to Go Home.
Yeah. We play singer-songwriters here. And sometimes we play Paparazzi and the Photogs. That was your request for today.
Okay.
Jeff Robson, Tell the Band to Go Home.
Yes.
You like that one, don't you?
Yes, it was.
Do you like that better than Stu Reed of the Twang Trust, that song? So you're going to hang out and you're going to play some songs and have some fun today. And probably cause some trouble and play at the mic and...
Oh, no.
Make things more stressful.
No, I'm not.
No?
No.
Oh.
No.
Is there anything else you want to hear today? Like, anything else you want to start off with?
What kind of songs are there?
I got lots of songs, man. I don't know if you've heard this show before, but we can go in pretty much any direction at any point in time.
Lab bait.
Yeah. You want to kick off the show with that?
Yeah.
Really? I thought you were done with that song. Recently you told me that you hated that song now.
No, I don't. No, no. No.
Oh,
I used to hate it.
But what happened?
I like it now.
That's awesome. Because you know what? You know what, Jer?
What?
I like it too. So why don't you tell folks that they're listening to the Warp 45's do live bait on Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM? Or wait, should we tell them can people phone you?
What he said.
204-269-8636, 269-UMFM if you have questions for the great mind of Jeremy Robson.
You need to write that on a paper because I cannot remember that.
Okay. Well, maybe we can do that. 269-8636, 269-UMFM.
I cannot remember that. I don't even remember it right now.
No. Folks can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. They can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. Or they can come on down. They might not find anywhere to park. Why are you doing that? It's kind of annoying. I'm gonna turn your mic down for a bit. Well, then stop doing that.
Okay.
Just get in touch. We'd love to chat with you. Have some fun.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you want to tell folks? Do you want to introduce the song now?
What?
Introduce your song. You know, tell them what they're about to hear.
Love Bait
by the Warp 45s on
UMFM.
Perfect.
I live in a scrapwood bungalow off the east bank of the Dead Horse Creek. My dad died 8 years back, left his whole modest kingdom to me. The mill's closed, the mine's closed, but where am I gonna go? I bought a sheet of plywood and a can of red paint. I put out a sign, says I sell live bait. Live bait, I sell live bait. Live bait, I sell live bait. Live bait, I sell live bait. Live bait. I got your shiners, crayfish, frogs, and leeches, grubs, and anything you can think of. Pick up a dozen on the way to the lake. I sell live bait. Live bait. 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 Network of truckers bring me buds of green and duty free. Cheap smokes from the First Nations make me a one-stop outfitter's dream. I got a bunch of local kids do most of the trapping and digging. But as far as the authorities are concerned, hell, I just sit around and wait. I'll wait.
it down. Tomorrow is our sailing day. Pay me my money down. Pay me, pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. As soon as that boat clears the bar, pay me my money down. They knock me down with a spar. Pay me my money down. Pay me, pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down.
We'll send that one out to all the people who paid their money down and got some Springsteen tickets the other day. Did you get your Springsteen tickets, Jer? Oh, he's busy chewing.
What?
Did you get your Springsteen tickets?
No.
No? Not going to go to St. Paul with all the cool kids?
No.
Or Toronto?
No.
Or Chicago?
No.
New York?
No.
Are you still waiting for Springsteen to come to Winnipeg? Is that the deal? You're holding out until he comes here and then you're going to go?
Wait, it's a guy?
Yeah, Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen. He's the boss, you know.
What?
He's just the boss.
Oh. Oh.
And some people are holding out hope that someday he'll come to Winnipeg.
Do we go?
If he comes to Winnipeg, you could go, yeah.
Okay.
Brittany's been to Springsteen shows.
When she was younger
than you.
Is she funny?
Who, Brittany?
Yeah. Bruce.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of funny. It's like rock and roll. I know you were in the bathroom, but that was Pay Me My Money Down. That was from the Springsteen's, the Seeger Sessions, pardon me, the Springsteen Sessions, from the Seeger Sessions there. That's an all-time classic. But before that, we heard some real rock and roll Springsteen. We heard Radio Nowhere off of Magic. Did you like that one? Didn't hear it, did you? And before that, we heard Live Bait from our friends, the Warp 45s. Don't we miss the Warp 45s? Yeah, we sure do. Dave, come on. Get it together. Put down the hammer. Make some music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what he said. What he said. So,
no, what he said.
Yeah.
No, you said. Yeah.
So I know you came through admirably in that last set when I asked you what to play, and maybe I'm putting too much pressure on you. How old are you now?
5.
Really?
5.
Wow, it seems like longer that you've been around. Seems like it's been like over 7 years or so, but you're only 5.
5.
Wow, it's amazing.
Seriously, 7.
Okay, maybe this is too much pressure to put on a 7-year-old, but do you have any other requests or any other ideas? Like what do you want to play? Because honestly, Jer, I don't know if you know this about Dad, but I don't really plan things. Like, ever.
Like, what kind of songs are there that you could play?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, do we want to play Christmas songs? Do we want to play some mellow songs? Do we want to play more rock and roll? Do we want to play Jazz Odyssey?
Christmas.
You want to hear some Christmas songs?
Yes.
Really? Are you feeling festive?
Yes.
Did you make your list yet?
Of Christmas list?
Yeah.
Like,
I know you said you were going to work on it with Mom, but did you actually do it?
Not yet, because I remember we had to go to the pool right away, and I was doing something else.
Yeah, playing iPad, which...
No, not in the kitchen. I was busy eating pancakes.
Oh, you're eating pancakes. I see. All right, so you want to hear some Christmas music?
Yep.
Bless you. All right. Well, here. How about this one? I think you can play this one. It doesn't sound at all like this when you play it. But I know how you like to hear the ones that you know how to play. So I'll play a song that you know how to play
on the piano.
On the piano, yeah. And then we'll see where we can go from there. But do you know what's going to be on your Christmas list? Is there anything that you're particularly interested in?
Mighty Beans.
Mighty Beans? Don't we have some Mighty Beans?
Not at Grandma's.
Oh.
She only has, like, 6 or something.
How many do you need? Can't you only play with, like, 1 or 2 at a time?
But there's a whole case that, and I need to fill the whole case.
Why?
It's a whole Star Wars one, so I just need to fill the whole case so I can have a whole collection.
Oh, you said the magic word. Collection. Now I understand. See? Now I understand why you need something that is useless. Yeah, the elf.
And that electric thing that you touch and then it kind of like electrocutes your finger if you touch it. Rick.
The one that makes your hair stand on end?
No, like, if you touch it, then there's, like, a thing that zaps your finger, but it doesn't, you don't feel anything. It's like a big ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are cool.
I want that for Christmas.
I hope Santa makes those. I don't know where to get one. If somebody out there knows, because there's smarter people listening to this show than me.
I know.
So somebody will tell us where to get that thing, that ball with the little lightning bolt. We should just play the song, hey?
Text us if you know where to buy them.
Sure. Or call us 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@telebandagohome.com. All right. So, Merry Christmas or something?
Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
kids, what do you want for Christmas? All I want is a punk rock skunk. Hey, to talk to me. I want for Christmas, it isn't hard to tell. He's easy on the ears, a little harder on the smell. With an amp and a guitar that he just learned to play, sneering out a melody that's gonna make your day. Dear old Santa, I don't need a bunch of junk. A twangy pterodactyl or a box of spring and funk. A classical chameleon will only go for punk. Cause all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas is a punk rock skunk. For Christmas, all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas is a punk rock skunk. My friends will be so jealous when they see my new pet. Hey ho, let's go get a checkup at the vet. A white mohawk and a ripped up t-shirt. Call them Johnny Rotten Eggs at his concert. Dear old Santa, I don't need a bunch of junk. A twangy pterodactyl or a box of spring and punk. A classical chameleon will only go kerplunk. Cause all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas is a punk rock skunk. All I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas is a punk rock skunk.
Stop!
A jaybird singing jazz?
My skunk has more pizzazz!
A country singing croc?
No, the skunk can really rock!
A hip-hop hippo?
Well, actually, that would be really cool, but I'd have to bathe them in a swimming pool, and hippos have a lot of charm, but they're way too big for my little farm, and how would we get Santa to put them on his sleigh? Better stick to playing S-K-U-N-K!
S-K-U-N-K! S-K-U-N-K! S-K-U-N-K! S-K-U-N-K!
Dear old Santa, I don't need a bunch of junk. A twangy pterodactyl or a box is bringing fun. A classical chameleon will only go kerplunk. All I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas is a punk rock skunk. All I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas, all I want for Christmas is a punk rock skunk.
It was the night before the day Onyx shined up his sleigh, rounded up with a sack packed full of toys. With just a few more hours to go, the sky filled up with snow, and he knew there'd be some sad girls and boys. Now young Rudy was a buck who had no chance of luck with a light bulb where a cute black nose should be. He couldn't land himself a dough when that nose would start to glow. You could hear them calling names like Christmas tree. Now the stars were all but gone from the storming going on. And old Nick, he was struck hard with a plan. He'd get that lit up deer to guide him out of fear and get those toys sent out across the land. Hey Rudy, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Hey Rudy, get yourself geared up for flight. You're the only one I know who can get us through this snow. Hey, Rudy, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Now Rudy, as quick as that, had a harness on his back. When old Nick said go, that boy was gone. They went screaming through the sky. All you heard as they went by was old Nick yelling out, ho, hold on. Ho, hold on. Ho, hold on. Yelling out, hold on. They went screaming through the sky. All you heard as they went by was old Nick yelling out, hold on. Guide my sleigh tonight. Hey Rudy, get yourself geared up and fly. You're the only one I know who can get us through this snow. Hey Rudy, won't you guide
ride my sleigh tonight. Hey, Rudy, get yourself geared up for flight. You're the only one I know who can get us through this snow. Hey, Rudy, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? You're the only one I know who can get us through this snow. Hey, Rudy, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
I pushed the wrong button, see? Here, hang on. I got to fix this for you, Jer, because this is supposed to be a Christmas miracle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. You're going to love this. Okay, press this one. I think it's that one. Oh, no. Okay, hang on. I can do this. Okay, try it again. Hmm? No, CD2.
Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. My brother got the train that he asked for, my sister even got a violin. How did he miss the one thing on my list and the letter that I sent to him? I told him how hard I would practice, told him I would play so loud that high lonesome sound would fill up the town and I'd make my parents so proud. But Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. I ask my parents if they know why Santa always leaves me sad. I do well in school and I follow the rules and I don't think I've been bad. But maybe it's too hard for the workshop, maybe it's too tricky for the elves. Since I'll never understand, I think I'm gonna plan to buy one for myself. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry.
There you go. You remember that one now? Oh, you keep turning these mics up, don't you? You tricky little devil. That was Santa Never Brings Me a Banjo, a sure to be timeless classic for years to come. Holy cow, you got chips, you got, what else do you have there? Man, oh man, Grandma thought you were staying for the weekend, I think, over here. Yeah, it's Christmas. Isn't that a great one? Do you remember the video for that song? We got to watch the video. It's a classic. It's David Miles. That's such a great Christmas CD. Actually, all of those CDs in that little set are among my favorites that I just I got to listen to every year because they're so great. Especially that one. Before that, we heard Matt Anderson from his fine Christmas record, Spirit of Christmas. That is a very listenable, enjoyable Christmas album for sure. We heard Old Nick and Rudy. Something from Old Farmer Jason in there before that. All I Want for Christmas is a Punk Rock Skunk. Do you want a Punk Rock Skunk for Christmas?
No.
Sometimes you smell like a Punk Rock Skunk. We need to do bath tonight or you're going to start to smell like a Punk Rock Skunk. Mm-hmm. That was from Christmas on the Farm. And we heard Kicking It All Off, one of my favorite records to listen to every year. Called Stuck on a Cold Steel Pole. It's a collection of songs about winter and some that aren't. We heard Jingle Bells there. Did you even spot the Jingle Bells in that first one?
No.
Didn't even sound like Jingle Bells, did it?
No.
Oh. From Stuck. Stuck on a Cold. Jer? What you doing? what's going on over there? Are you okay? Yeah, Should I turn the mic off, or are you going to be all right?
I'm going to be all right.
Okay, good. Good. All right. So, tell people what we did yesterday, because
cough, cough.
What did we do yesterday?
Cough.
Well, yeah, you probably did that, but what else did you do yesterday?
Go to piano.
Yesterday?
No.
No. Do you remember?
I went to Grandma's.
Yeah, before that.
We saw a Jesus thing.
That was on Friday.
Oh. I went to Grandma's.
Before we went to Grandma's, you and I did something together that you always bug about. And
go swimming.
While we were there, on the wall, I saw this sign, and you'll know exactly where the sign is when you hear this song. That reminded me that there are. I think these songs that we're about to hear were probably written while the songwriter was swimming in the pool, because this sign is on the wall at the swimming pool.
Really?
It is. It is.
Is it called "You Gone Too Far"?
Something like that, actually. It's kind of like that. Here, I'll play it for you.
Because babies go too far and they drown to death.
Sure, that's terrible. That's tragic. That's so sad.
What? I saw a picture at the start, and then there was a picture of a baby drowning.
Well, we don't want that. That's terrible. But
only bad babies.
But
the big babies that fart all the time.
The sign that I'm talking about
and
helps to
time.
Prevent people from going to the wrong, from going in a place where they might be in danger. Why don't you tell folks again what they're listening to?
Babies fart in water.
Yeah. Tell the band to go home. 204-269-8636.
And then they fart again.
Yeah.
Once for all.
Thank you. on a crowded beach in a distant time at the height of summer. See a boy of five at the water's edge, so nimble and free, jumping over the ripples, looking way at the sea. Now a man comes up from amongst the throng, takes a young boy's hand, and his hand is strong, and the child feels safe, and the child feels brave, and just carried in those arms, up and over the waves, deeper water, deeper water, deeper water, it's calling him on.
Throw me deep into the water. salt upon my wound makes me know I am alive. Ah, throw me deep into the water. Deep into the water goes my own true love and I. The sky is streaked in white and blue, and the sun they say is passing through. It's in all the things we say and do together. When we sang, I swear there was a voice in the walls and in the sails we hoist, in the words that make a final choice no better. Ah. Stays behind to grieve, and the children struggle to believe in rejoicing. There is happiness, there is single bliss, there is touching you with our first kiss, and in our momentary loss of this we find rejoicing. Ah, throw me deep into the water, salt upon my wound. Touch is quite amazing. It's the human side that hurts the most. It's the news we hear from coast to coast. It's the fear and the idle boast we are praising.
I'm slipping, Jer. Slipping. Too many mistakes. Too many things going on. Too many things on my mind. That there was Wickham Porteous with his classic Deep Into the Water. That album was a long time ago. What's going on with old Wick? Better check in with him, see how he's doing. Jerry, you still here? Jer? I knew that was a bad idea. Right? Yeah. Okay, that's Wickham Porteous there. Before Wickham, we heard some other stuff. Oh, we heard Paul Kelly, title track to his fine record, Deeper Water. We heard a great classic from the Skydiggers, Deep Water, 31 Mile Lake. I was kind of hoping maybe we'd see that Skydiggers holiday show again this year, like we did the last couple of years, but 'twas not to be, I guess. Hopefully we'll, you know, see maybe it next year. That was from their great album Northern Shore, featuring Jesse Bell Smith, who also has another song called Deep Water in there from her album The Town. Do you remember, Jer? Do you remember at the pool the sign that says Deep Water? Where is it?
On the wall.
Yeah, with it has that thing going down and then Deep Water. And no. All right, you know what we're going to do, Jer? We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, and we're going to come right back. We have a bit of a dilemma on our hands. Do you know that?
What is that?
We have a bit of a problem. Maybe we'll discuss it during this quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and let people know what we're going to do. You know what I need you to do, Jer?
What?
I need you to stop, pause that for a second, because this was obviously a really, really, really terrible idea. Never mind. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.